KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear skies, 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for to be mostly sunny today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In area news, four people from Michigan were injured Thursday morning when the recreational vehicle they were in went out of control on Interstate 80 westbound between the Walnut and Avoca exits and rolled into the median. The accident happened just before 9 a.m. near mile marker 43. And according to some reports, the injured were members of a Christian rock group, Ammunition Band from the Detroit area. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of the 1999 Coachman RV, 19-year-old Viviana Elise Alaniz Garcia of Lincoln Park, Michigan, and her passengers, 25-year-old Jonathan Lee Morricone of East China, Michigan, 21-year-old Nathan Paul Barringer of Livonia, Michigan, and 26-year-old Sean Joseph Mueller of Fairhaven, Michigan, were transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan by Avoca, Harlan, and Shelby rescue squads. None of the accident victims were wearing their seatbelts. Their injuries were believed to be non-life-threatening. The patrol says once the RV went out of control, it rolled onto the driver's side and came to rest partially in the median and partially in the left lane of Interstate 80 westbound. Traffic in the area was snarled for several hours while crews worked to remove their victims, the vehicle, and the trailer containing musical instruments and other property. The accident remains under investigation and charges were pending. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department Thursday released additional details about an accident that occurred Tuesday evening. According to their report, 32-year-old Narson Narios of Atlantic was leaving the Sundance Apartments southbound and in an attempt to turn west onto 22nd Street, lost control of his 2003 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The vehicle entered the south ditch and struck a utility pole, causing a total of $8,000 damage. Narios was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The accident, which took place just after 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, remains under investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is reporting two recent drug-related arrests. On Thursday, 19-year-old Seth Allen Nelson of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a felony warrant for possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Nelson was booked into the Cass County Jail and remained held there on $5,000 bond. On May the 5th, 23-year-old Joy Margaret Foley of Omaha was arrested in Cass County on charges of possession of alprazolam, first offense, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and theft in the fourth degree. Foley was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on the following day, $1,000 bond. In other news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said 28-year-old Leslie Ann Olwell of Atlantic was arrested Monday on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for harassment in the first degree. Olwell was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $2,000 bond. And 39-year-old Richard Lee Wojcicki of Lewis was arrested Thursday on a charge of violation of a no-contact order. Wojcicki was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held pending a hearing before the magistrate. A Pottawatomie County man was sentenced to 73 months in prison Wednesday for one count of possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. The judge also ordered 33-year-old Rodney Lee Corson of Council Bluffs to serve 4 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Corson entered a plea of guilty to the charge on January 4th. His arrest followed a traffic stop that occurred on June the 9th of last year in Harlan, which led to the recovery of methamphetamine and other contraband items. The Harlan Police Department and Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Narcotics Enforcement conducted the investigation, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And those same agencies report that a Harrison County man was sentenced to prison Wednesday following his conviction on a single count of wire fraud. Senior U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner sentenced 35-year-old Rodney Lee Crosby Jr. of Pisgah to 27 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Crosby Jr. was also ordered to pay over $45,000 in restitution to the victims of his fraud scheme. On January 30th, Crosby pled guilty to the charge, which resulted from an investigation by law enforcement into Crosby's scheme to defraud classic vehicle buyers through his business, Hot Rod Classics in Pisgah. The scheme involved Crosby accepting monetary down payments from classic car purchasers, but then failing to deliver the vehicles to those buyers. The estimated loss to the victims was $45,084 based on Crosby's fraudulent conduct. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office and FBI conducted the investigation. In our funeral announcements, Norma Arving, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Norma Arnvig will be held today at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Delbert Ruschenberg, age 90, of Westphalia, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Delbert Ruschenberg will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dean Alan Ozen, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Memorial services for Dean Ozen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Mardell Harris, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mardell Harris will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William G. Beatty, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for William Beatty will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Schwinderman, age 92, of Omaha and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Schwinderman will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Larry Lee Madden, age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Larry Madden will be Monday at 3 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Richard Anderson, age 75, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. A mass of Christian burial for Richard Anderson will be held Tuesday at 1:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. And Pat Bailey, age 75, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Old Mill Rehab in Omaha. Funeral services for Pat Bailey are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.